Okay, so some of you are a little bit trembling or worried that we actually have to burn vision boards. Yes, that is an option. In this conversation that I'm about to have with you, I am talking about and giving everyone who's listening, who's a part of the 25 Blueprint community or who wants to be a part of the 25 Blueprint community, an opportunity to rethink vision boards. And in the rethinking process, yes, you may need to burn your vision boards and, of course, create them with a new approach. Okay, so I'm kicking off this conversational series in honor of those of you who have used vision boards and sort of, you know, scratch your head for a little bit wondering, like, why is it not happening the way that I hear about it happening? People talking about, oh, I manifested this. This was on my vision board. Why isn't it happening for you, or not happening for you at the speed that you feel like it should be happening? This is what we want to start answering. This is what we want to start creating systems to address. And that's what this series is about. So if that sounds like you, listen on in this episode of The Grind Scheme of Things. I know you don't want to burn the vision board. Some of you guys are listening to this podcast right now. You're like, no, not the vision boards. Yes. We got to burn these vision boards. If the vision board is not visioning, if it's not manifesting, we got to burn them. But ideally, we don't want to have to if we can figure out a way to blueprint them and bring them to life. Okay, so let's prepare the champagne and start pre-celebrating and revision the vision board. Okay, is that fine? All right, so if you're living in New York City, although it's kind of been cold, it is spring, right? So I believe spring is already here. And to be truthful, trees are starting to blossom. And right now I'm working on just my own personal projects, consists of the first ever 24-hour blueprint app to make it easy for 25 Blueprint playbook and planner owners like you, for those of you who are listening and that are part of my community. And even if you're new and are soon to be 25 Blueprint planner or playbook owner, it's supposed to make it easier for you to make your own dreams come true, okay? In particular, five areas of your life. And those five areas, I've always talked about these, have not changed, are your faith, which is all things related to your mindset and your mental health, your fellowship, which is all things related to your social life and your family life, finances, all things related to your money and your business, feelings, all things related to your emotions and your emotional well-being and energy, and fitness, which has to do with your physical and environmental well-being, okay? So to make sure, in my own personal case, just so you guys know that I'm a product of my own product, to make sure that I'm on track to getting this app out and done on time, there's actually a lot of unknowns that I have to face to making sure that the app is a success. And you've got your own set of projects that you have to make sure that are going to be a success this year based on your what? Your vision board. Or whatever it is that you've dreamed about manifesting this year. So one of the unknowns for me at this time, and is probably an unknown for you, is, drum roll please, time. Okay? Trying to answer the question of how much time do I really have to learn how to develop the app is a burning question. So whatever your projects are, you've got to ask, how much time do you actually have to bring this to life? So again, borrowing from the illustration and the example that I just shared a moment ago, how much time do I have to develop the app, then launch the app, and also market it effectively to reach thousands of users, all while managing traveling? For those of you who aren't aware, I travel back and forth between New York City and Chicagoland area to co-parent and take care of my kids. And so that's in and of itself its own coordination issue and matter for me to manage. In addition to that, I also have to rack my brain around how to help my oldest daughter, for example, get into her freshman year powerfully in the fall as a computer science major, right? And while I personally am investing in studying artificial intelligence to become certifiable as an artificial intelligence scientist, and while booking, of course, many conversations and speaking engagements at multiple universities to get the word out on how the 25 Blueprint can help students academically. And while working on figuring out my best market content strategy to make sure that the subject matter experts that I am committed to helping, along, of course, with the students, know how the 24-hour blueprint systems can help them reach their goals faster. Okay? So, can you see how time availability is kind of like a huge unknown issue, right, for yours truly? And can you see how the same thing is happening for you, depending on what you're up to? So that's what I'm up against, and I'm sure that's what you're up against too. And you've got lots on your plate, and you're probably not sure how you're going to find the time to get it all done. So if you could take a deep breath, all right, I want you to know that's really what I want us, you, me, we, to prove to any naysayers, that includes you, because you sometimes are part of the naysaying community. We got to prove the naysayers wrong, who've doubted and questioned what we're capable of doing and getting done this year. And if you're feeling that, you know, that feeling of, man, I got so much pressure, so much on my plate. If you're feeling that kind of stress, you're not alone. And this means I have to ask, if you're feeling that, who's helping you? What tools do you have that will guarantee, and guarantee with a capital G-U-A-R-I-N-T, okay, that you will win this year with all the plates you got spinning in all the areas of life that mean so much to you. So if you don't have the help you want or need, when are you going to get it? And how are you going to get it? And what are you willing to do to make sure you have it when you need it over the course of the rest of the year? So if you're not asking these questions, you definitely should be. And you don't have to judge yourself if you haven't asked yourself these questions. It's okay. Again, you're not alone. Life is already going at 120 miles per hour. So I don't blame you for not coming up for air, right? That's why I wanted to kick off a series of conversations every week, which really addresses secrets to taking your vision board and making it actionable. You know, in one of the interviews that I did some time ago, I talked about how vision boards need to be burned up. And I know that it kind of made some people cringe and feel a certain type of way, including myself, because it was kind of hard to say. But, you know, a lot of times we think if we cut out all the images and put them on a board, I'm looking at one of my own images right now of this really cool, clean, modern looking kitchen environment, right? We all got our vision boards, okay? But vision boards require a lot of just unlearning in order for us to be conduits for their manifestation. So there's some unlearning, there's some relationships to cut off and end, there's some better financial literacy to gain, there's some emotional well-being practices to participate in, there's some physical opportunities for us to engage in, whether it's our health and nutrition, to organizing our living spaces better, you name it. There are things we've got to undo. And to be able to do those things, we have to have a daily blueprint that we can follow to ensure that we are going to be on track. So during the series, which I at this time plan to host on a Zoom, we'll be talking about mindset reset secrets. Okay, these are secrets to getting your thoughts in alignment to where you want to be and avoid mental distractions that you didn't know were stopping you. Okay. And we're also going to be talking about how to exit from, I'm going to put in quotes, toxic relationships and communities you're a part of without drama. I think one of the things that we struggle with, whether we're aware of it or not, is saying no and letting go. You know, we have our versions of addictions to talking to people, connecting with people, corresponding with them, or even being a part of a community and having our identity wrapped up in communities that we just really need to either take a break from or just say, you know, this isn't serving me anymore, or I have outgrown the philosophical framework of this community. And that's always a little tricky. So how do you kind of step away from that without, you know, feeling that you are being a snob or being better than or coming across a way in a way that you don't want to be read? Okay. So we're also going to be talking about how to set up your business systems that don't stress you out as your life gets busier. Okay. Because as business grows, as your life expands, you're going to need some systems to be in place to help you manage it all. Fourth, we're going to be also talking about how to use your emotions to guide you when making tough decisions versus misguiding you towards making the same mistakes you've made in the past. And lastly, how to create a fitness and environmental game plan that helps you stay disciplined even if you don't want to stay disciplined. So if you're interested in being a part of this radical conversational series, definitely take advantage and register. It's complimentary for you to register, and you'll get a reminder of texts just to confirm that you've registered, and of course links with the details as they unfold. So that's it. So yes, you don't have to burn your vision board, but if it is not serving you, moving you in the right direction, we might have to torch it, okay, and rebuild it from the ground up. All right. So take advantage of this opportunity. There's a link in the description section for you to make that magic happen. I'm really looking forward to this radical series because I just don't see enough of this conversation of people challenging us to rethink vision boarding, and more specifically, people really challenging us to become better architects of execution. Okay, so this is what this is all about. And ultimately, the outcome should be you being able to trust yourself to make your own dreams manifest and come true, knowing that you know how to set up systems to make it happen. All right. So look forward to seeing you guys participating. Use the link in the description section, and I will talk to you all soon. All right, so hopefully this has gotten you a little bit excited, curious, or intrigued in understanding how to turn your vision board into blueprintable actions, okay? Or an actionable blueprint. That's one of the things that's easily misunderstood. So in another episode, in an upcoming episode, I will be talking about really what exactly is a blueprint? How do you know if you have one or if you don't have one? Because there's a lot of misconceptions around it. So, but anyway, for now, what you need to do is make sure you don't miss the first conversation that we're going to be kicking off as far as, you know, rethinking vision boards and how they should work and how they should work for you. So don't forget to make sure you subscribe or like this particular episode and share this particular episode, because I think there's some things that for those who are part of your community who struggle with the same thing of trying to figure out this whole vision board to action thing that they need to hear and be a part of. And they could be even your accountability partner in this series so that you guys can go back and forth and talk about the ideas and the concepts and the principles that I'm going to be sharing so that it kind of sticks, right? So make sure you are empowering yourself by going about it that way. Again, if you have not registered for this conversation, make sure you do that. Use the link in the description section. And I look forward to seeing those of you who are participating there. And we will have a great rest of the year as we engage in these conversations and create blueprints that help manifest and or more specifically help us build dreams that have some solid foundations and systems to help us continue to work on them and through them until they are realized. All right. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grind Scheme of Things.